Sister Pam Dawson, please send a word of prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for letting us come back to your house tonight. Lord, thank you for the sweet friends and family that we have here with us, Lord, to be able to just worship you. We ask that you would be with us in the service tonight, Lord, whatever your will is, we ask that it be done. If there's someone here lost, Lord, we just ask that you would save them tonight. If there's somebody that just needs to draw closer, Lord, we know we all do need to draw closer to you tonight. Just be with us in a special way. Be with the one that brings devotion, the one that leads in service, Lord, the ones that play on the instruments and lead the singing. Just be with us all tonight. Let's just turn loose and worship you.
Yes, God.
Thank you so much again for all your blessings, Lord. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Look at page 431. 431. Shine, Jesus, shine. Since we got Bible school starting next week. Does anybody have a word? I'm going to ask Brother Steve, you got anything you'd like to share?
I just want to say it's good to be here tonight, Brother Wayne, and I appreciate singing that song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. I got thinking about I never have been able to make him shine, but I sure can let him shine in my life. If I'll just let him show, and that's the way we exemplify Jesus to others, is by letting them see him in our life, not only by the things that we say, but things we don't say, how we handle situations and everything that we do in life. We're a representative of the church. We're a representative of Jesus Christ. And so I feel like that letting him shine is one of the greatest things. And I'm glad there were some folks when I was young that let the light shine in their life. And I can attribute that to where I am today. And I appreciate that. Also appreciate, I was listening to Sister Pam say the prayer, our opening prayer a while ago, and she said, let us just turn loose and go to meeting. And I thought, boy, how needful that is every time that we meet, you just turn loose and go to meeting. And I want to encourage you to do that today. A lot of times we come and we'll go through the motions, but I want to encourage you. If God gives you something to testify about, something to sing about, or whatever, you just do what God would have you do. And I can assure you, if you'll do that, you'll be a blessing not only to us here, but you'll get a blessing yourself by minding the Lord. So I want to just encourage us to do what God would have us do. I want you to pray for Brother Patrick. He'll be coming here in just a few minutes to conduct a devotion. He needs your prayers. He told me this one and one more would be two that he's ever done. You pray for him. Lord laid him on our heart this morning, actually yesterday, and I didn't ask him until this morning, and he said that he would come and share with us whatever the Lord gives him. So you pray for him.
And,
go ahead, Brother Wayne.
Look at page 437. Send the light. Come up and bring our devotion. All right. It's good to be here, isn't it? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Patrick, you come up and be.
Bless the chair with us.
Bless your heart, Brother Patrick.
Well, I hope most of y'all stay home. But we're here. We're going to get through it. So, I'm going to read in 1 John chapter 1, walk in the light. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is the light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him, with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sins. Confess of our sins. If we say that we have no sin, we declare ourselves that truth is not with us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I was thinking about that today as I was reading. You know, there was a long time that I didn't walk with him. You know, I walked, pretty much hand in hand with the devil. And, you know, I was 8 years old, vacation Bible school. I thought I got saved. And, you know, I just went on doing the worldly thing, living in the world. And, you know, it took me a long time to realize, you know, because, I mean, I got to drinking. And a lot of things I ain't never told nobody. My mom and daddy may not even know. But, you know, I got on crystal meth, you know, and I lived a life that nobody knew about. And I was pretty hard, you know. I did anything against anybody. And, you know, I was thankful I had a mom and daddy that, you know, prayed every day for me.
Sure.
And because me and daddy rode to work together for 13 years, and I'd get in the truck, and I mean, I woke up, I got so bad, I just get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and smoking meth. And then I get in the car with him at 4:10. And he'd have Christian singing or something on. And I said, we got to listen to that today? And he said, yeah. And then it wasn't even picking up good. And he listened to Static and all. And it just drive me crazy. But, you know, he kept praying. And, I mean, he never condemned me. I know he knew what I was doing. And, but he just kept praying and loved me through it all. And, you know, I'm thankful that God's that way, you know.
Yes.
And come back to him, you know. And when I was 44, it took me that long, you know, to nail it down, you know. And I was out in Mulberry, and back up a little bit, the devil was using my youngest son, I guess, to get me back in church. Because, you know, I'd drink every day, and he'd tell me stuff, and I had a pretty hateful tone to him, and he got to talking about homosexual stuff, and I was like, I ain't going to hear that. You know, I ain't got no part of that. He said, well, you got a problem, dude, if you don't love him. I said, I may do it. Because he was going to a Methodist church, and they was convincing him that it was okay to be gay. Well, they were trying to convince him he was. So I knew by my mom and dad dragging me to church, I had to go to church that day. So I loaded everybody up, went there and told them around, I said, get ready for one church. They're like, oh, okay. So we get there, and I was thinking I was going for him. So when they did the altar call, I was going to go down there and pray for my son. When I got down there, it was for me. And God told me I wasn't saved. And I accepted the Lord that day, and you know, up until then, could never get no clarity about nothing. I mean, I'd talk to people, I'd say, you know, I don't know if I'm right with the Lord. And they'd say, well, you got saved when you was 8. They'd try to convince me, okay, I'm good, and I go about business. still live like the world. And but that day, when I got up out of the altar, I ain't never doubted it since.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that I have that relationship with him, and I wish I could have done it with my older boys. I can do it with these two little ones now. But, you know, when I lost the mama, you know, me and her got together, and I wouldn't have no more kids. I was done. And but, you know, you never know what the Lord has in store for you.
Right.
And that's been a blessing right there, them two girls and her. But, you know, I always kid around everybody. I say, God knew I needed two boys to help me coming up, and then two girls to help me when I get older. So I think they're going to be my home help. But me and them little girls, we read the Bible every night, and that little one, she's learning to pray on her own now. And I mean, I wish I'd have done that with them, but all I can do now is pray.
So, God bless you.
No, I'm just thankful for the relationship I got now where I'm at. So, but, you know, I don't, that might have been real short, but that's all I got.
God so, bless you. God bless you.
So.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Anybody need to testify?
Brother Steve, I have a lot of similarities to that story in my life. You know, I've said the sinner's prayer as a child, but I haven't got saved. I didn't get lost till I was 18 years old. Just a week or two before I became 19 years old. And the Lord saved me just before I became legal age to walk into a liquor store. And I'm thankful for it.
Amen. Amen. I hear so many folks, including myself, that was told by somebody else that I saved. And you got to get lost before you get saved. I still believe that. I think you got to know what you're getting saved from.
That's right.
And I got lost after that, and the Lord saved me. And I always encourage folks, and I know that mom and daddies a lot of times will tell you, and even my mom, she said, well, you said you got saved after such and such. But you know when you get it, and there's a difference when you get it. And there's been times the devil's tried to drag me back, but I'm glad that he can't take me past that. I'm thrilled with that day. I'm glad what the Lord's done in your life, Brother Patrick. What a difference it makes in a person's life, and he can get you off the drugs, he can get you off alcohol, he can make you love your family, and it's just amazing what God can do. You know, social workers and government help and all for different problems helps. But the real cure to sin is Jesus Christ. And that's all that's going to work today. And he works forever. And we appreciate so much, Brother Patrick, you and Miranda and your sweet family being here. Y'all been a blessing to our church. And we really appreciate that. Anybody else?
Brother Steve, I was thinking as long as Brother Patrick's live and will have part of God with us on.
We sure will.
They look so much alike, and then they have such a wonderful, sweet smile and disposition. And I appreciate the devotion, and I appreciate the fact that I will say that things that happened in the past don't matter, don't mean anything. We know they do. But they don't dictate our future.
That's right.
And so we can look forward every day to trying to do better than we did the day before, and know that the Lord is with us. And I just want to say, Patrick, thank you for sharing with us tonight.
Amen. What a blessing. Anybody else? Thank you for that, Brother Patrick. We needed that tonight. I know now why the Lord steered us this way. I appreciate you. Amen.